Item 1135.
Accept the 2017 Annual Report on Sister City Activities.
Good morning. Today we have the opportunity of hearing from Portland's Sister City Associations as part of their annual required report to the Portland City Council. I hope that through this presentation, the council and the public have an opportunity to learn more about the work of our sister cities. Now I'd like to hand it over to Chito Dilawayo, our International Relations Associate in the Office of Government Relations, to introduce Portland's Sister City Associations. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Chito Dilawayo, and I serve as the International Relations Associate in the Office of Government Relations. As part of my work, I support Portland Sister Cities, a committed group of volunteers who work together to put on an incredible variety of activities and events that support our community's engagement with the international community. Before inviting my colleagues up to speak, I would like to provide some background on the Sister Cities program. Portland Sister Cities are a member of Sister Cities International, a nonprofit organization that was initiated by the Eisenhower administration in 1956. To foster mutual friendship and understanding internationally. True to the spirit of Eisenhower's vision, Portland's 9 sister cities and 1 friendship city association foster mutual understanding and enhance international ties for the Portland metro area by facilitating cultural, educational, and economic exchanges between our local community and communities across the globe. Today, the leadership of Portland Sister Cities Associations is pleased to present their annual required reports on their efforts and activities undertaken in the 2016 calendar year. Thank you for taking the time to listen and accept this report. First up, I'd like to introduce James Autry, president of the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association, to present. Thank you.
Thank you, Chito.
Good.
Good morning.
Hi, I'm James Autry. Again, I'm the president of the Portland Ashkelon Sister City Association. And Ashkelon, Israel, has been a sister city with Portland for the last 30 years. It's a growing city in Israel that's just south of Tel Aviv and north of Gaza. We have a largest water desalination plant, as well as Israeli beer breweries and some of the finest creative young entrepreneurs. Ashkelon is a 5,000-year-old city. It's been located and selected for the Rockefeller Foundation for the 100 Resilient Cities. We have a new mayor, Itamar Shimoni. And it's a bedroom community for Intel and chip creators, other technology creators that have given us amazing things. We've been acting and rebuilding our association here in the Portland area, as well as planning for a future. We've been working with a Multnomah University student to identify businesses in Portland as well as Israel that are making breakthroughs in medical technology, electronics, and environmental. So we're beginning now to pair those relationships together. One of the other things that we've been doing is serving the other sister cities as chair. I chair the monthly meeting at City Hall for all the associations working together. And this year we're able to put together a website that features all of our associations, as well as host the annual reception here for the Rose Festival, coordinate that, help serve the other presentations that are done there. We put together the Grand Floral Parade and help in that capacity, right, as well as work with our rural Rosarians. And then finally, we launched a Facebook page for us to promote all our events. Up next is Phil Potestio with Bologna.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Philip Potestio. I represent the Portland Bologna Sister City Association. We have enjoyed a productive and transitional year. Bologna, a city in northern central Italy, east of Milan, south of Venice, north of Florence, of about 500,000 people, about 100,000 of them attending the famed university, which, by the way, is the world's oldest, established in 1088, has been a Portland sister city since 2003. Next year will be our 15th anniversary. We continue to function as a conduit between our cities. We have hosted and feted visitors, including bicycles from around Bologna who chose the Pacific Coast, particularly because of Portland, for their peace ride last year. Gabriella Manella, who was from the aforementioned University of Bologna, an expert in in urban sustainability and local participation, came to Portland last year and spent time with people of similar positions here. We have participated in and contributed to local events like the Italian Film Festival, the first ever Polentana, which was a large family-style polenta meal prepared by Italian organizations, which we were quite integral in. Festa Italiana, where we fielded our first ever grape stomp team. We have presented a number of events on our own, including our summer social, annual Meet You Dinner, and of course our Sagra, which is our celebration of bounty, and more importantly, our fundraiser for our youth exchange. Sagra, by the way, takes place tomorrow. Our annual Sagra takes place tomorrow, 6 p.m. at Gray Box in the Olympic Mills Center. Tickets are $50 and still available. Great food, great wine, great music from Portland's Italian-flavored band, Imbruscato. And we are trying to have, through our silent auction, raise enough money to continue our scholarship program. We have a youth exchange that is really our pride and joy. It's a reciprocal program where Italian students come here for one summer, and we send Portlanders who had hosted them to Italy for the next year. We sent our fifth group of ambassadors last year, and it was an extreme success with the homestay experience that they will never forget. Over 150 youth have benefited through this connection, and many friendships have endured. In fact, one of our former youth exchange visitors from Bologna is currently in Portland. A great thing is that through our fundraising, mostly Sagra, we've been able to provide scholarship support since 2015. We've also begun requiring an expression of the participants' impressions, either written, presented, filmed, collages, and, of course, recipes learned. And this year we had an incredible opportunity to experience the joy and wonder of the impact on the students. We are also next year planning a tour of Bologna, arranged by us, and customized journeys in Portland. We're looking for as many people to participate in as possible. It'll be October of 2018. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Can I just observe, sir, that I have the good fortune of living across the street from your son?
My cousin, Rick.
Cousin?
Yeah.
Who, by the way, cooks a mean bowl of pasta.
I know he does. We compete in that regard.
Just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Commissioner, Mayor, my name is Yvette Flores-Schmidt, and I'm the new president of the Portland Guadalajara Sister City Association. Thank you for letting me be here today.
Thank you for being
today,
here.
Thank you. And today I'm going to talk about our three most recent projects. Bomberos Latinos, PGSEA has founded this program and helped to create the Firefighter Academy, making Guadalajara the premier place for firefighters all through Latin America to go train. We are traveling next week to Guadalajara to be present on the opening ceremony. We also did a cerveza collaboration with Cerveza Loba, with Portland Kettle Works and Laboratory here in Portland and Cerveceria Loba in Guadalajara. A special batch of beer named Sueño Rosa was created, and it was submitted to the Beer Festival in Mexico, and it was awarded the best beer. Also, we work very close with Faro de Alejandría, an organization that helps low-income families with autistic children and adults. We support this school with monetary donations and supplies. This organization is very dear to me also. And before I say thank you for letting me be here, I want to say that I want to express our appreciation for Hector Miramontes for all this his support to our organization. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your being here. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Council members. My name is Michael Bostwick. I'm president of the Portland Kaohsiung Sister City Association. Kaohsiung is the large port city on the island of Taiwan. We had a very good year this year. We've averaged 65 teams for our dragon boat races for the last several years. We get some new ones, we get some old ones, but you know, it's down from what it was about 8 years ago when the economy went down, so did all of our teams and stuff. But we've been doing good. We've been keeping the prices even for the teams, because we initiated a sponsorship program and a patron program, which has brought in enough money to allow us to keep the price of the registration for the teams even for the last few years. This year, we added a new thing to our eye-dotting ceremony, is where we awaken the boats on the river by painting their eyes. The mayor was there this year, but we added the Grand Ronde tribe came to welcome our boats to their river, which was nice, and they did chanting and drums. We were going to have a canoe, but the Park Bureau closed the ramp because of the high water, so we didn't get a canoe this year. Hopefully next year we will. We've also assisted in several companies here in the Portland area to going to Kaohsiung to make contacts with them by contacting the Kaohsiung city government, and they've contacted, you know, companies in their area that might assist some of our companies here. We had a good delegation this year from Kaohsiung. We had over 100 people here between the city council and the city government and the Shuda High School and their teachers. So that was good. It was a little more than we were expecting, but we hope to have that many next year for our 30th year celebration of Sister City. With that, the Shuda High School received first place for their band in the Rose Festival Parade this year. Between the dragon boat races, the practice time, which is 2 months, the teams have 2 months to practice, and the delegation being here, the economy was assisted by probably over $400,000. We're looking to take a delegation this next year, as I said, for our 30th year celebration of Sister City between us and Kaohsiung. In March, the Lantern Festival is on March 2nd this year. It changes every year. So we hope to be going there about March 1st. We haven't got a final thing from the mayor yet, but we hope to soon, I hope, so we can invite the mayor or one of the council members to go with us this year. We are looking to present again to Shuda High School some scholarships. We started that several years ago where we've presented students at Shuda High School with some scholarships to assist them in coming over here. We've given some. The Rose Festival Foundation has given some, and the Royal Rosarians has given some. We also give a scholarship to the a Chinese student in the area each year, and so that is helping, you know, go with what we have. So I'd like to thank you for listening to me, and hope one of you can come with us this next year.
Yeah, and thank you, Michael. And I do apologize. I have not had the opportunity to travel to any of our sister cities yet. And I know that virtually every one of those cities has made an effort to bring a delegation here. Mm-hmm. And I do understand the reciprocal importance of also traveling overseas to visit our sister cities. So it is high on my list of items to do in the next year is to actually visit some of our sister cities and engage with them the way that they've been more than willing to engage with us. And I particularly appreciated the IDOT ceremony. It was a lot of fun and really interesting, and my daughter loved it. And I'd encourage all people in the city of Portland to participate in that next year. It's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karen, it's good to see you. How are you today?
Good. Although...
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got the order wrong. I apologize.
My name is Thomas Benke. I'm with the Portland Khabarovsk Russia Sister City Association. If you can say Bach, you can say Khabarovsk. I do bring you personal greetings, Mayor Wheeler, from Mayor Sokolov in Khabarovsk. He's very interested in seeing you, and I'm glad to hear that you might be able to make some trips to some of our sister cities. This is our 29th year of partnership with the city of Khabarovsk. Of course, it grew out of the thawing of the Cold War. It's a very important relationship to our partners in Khabarovsk. I want to remind the council that there are different systems in the United States and in Russia, and Khabarovsk is actually, for all intents and purposes, a unit of the federal government. They have an imperative for foreign relations in the traditional sense, an imperative that perhaps is not in our city's charter. So the sister city associations, and particularly ours, act as a sort of an adapter between those two systems, and we take that role very seriously, but we can't do anything without the support of the council. I don't know if Commissioner Saltzman remembers me, but many years ago there was an environmental disaster in Khabarovsk. Our cities was the only international response to a chemical spill in China that imperiled the water supply of Khabarovsk. And they remember that. It's very important to them to maintain our relationships. So we do a number of exchanges. We try to get our community involved. We do Victory Day celebrations. We drink vodka. We have a Bridge to Russia event. We sponsored the newest breakout rock band in Russia, Three for Silver. They went over there with United States government assistance because they were being sponsored by a sister city association, and now we've got that cultural tie as well as 29 years of history. So there's a lot more that I can say about what we do over there, but it's in the traditional sense of cultural, educational, academic. A lot of what I've done over there is good governance, and it's been well received, and I just can't thank you enough.
Sir, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I never clearly understood why this particular city in Russia was so prominent in the jazz world. And that's one of the strong ties we have with Portland. It's around music. And is there a historical reason why jazz flourishes in Khabarovsk?
Dale Grant knows a lot more about that than I do, the great jazz artist at Portland State University who went over there a few years ago. They're a very, very open society relative to other communities in Russia, and we're extremely fortunate to have them as our partner.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Mayor and Commissioners. It's a pleasure to be here today. Thank you very much for inviting us. I'm Karin Hansen, a member of the Portland Mutare Sister City Association. We are Portland's only sister city located on the continent of Africa. We are the only sister city that's sole purpose is to offer aid and support to families and children in the far-off, beautiful land called Zimbabwe. Over the years, among other projects, we have built and sponsored a health clinic that serves women giving birth and assistance to those who are living with HIV/AIDS, supported an orphanage school, a hospice house, and a camp for deaf children. We also support an organization called FASO, which stands for Family AIDS Support Organization. It is primarily women with children who are living with HIV/AIDS. These women embroider fabric panels. They embroider fabric panels. We buy them and resell them to raise money for FASO and other projects in Mutare. Most recently, we raffled off a beautiful quilt highlighting some of the FASO's panels that is pictured on one of our slides, actually the one that's up right now. We have partnered with my Linda King Marimba Concert, ZimFest, an annual culture fair for celebrating the beauty of Zimbabwe and its people, and the Portland African Film Festival by selling our FASO panels, and we educate attendees of the work that we do, and we will continue to do this. Next fall, we plan to resume our annual bowl-a-thon that has brought together many people of all ages in costumes and fun with bowling, laughing, and bidding on auction items and FASO panels. One of our former members, Paul Sibley, who's usually the one the last few years who sat before you, he has moved out of the state, but he visited Zimbabwe before his departure this year, and he reported positively on the state of our work and suggested new ideas for the future. We are heading into a year of board development and restructuring with a new single focus of FASO and the families it supports, with the idea of possibly starting a scholarship available to children of FASO families, and we will continue to do our good work. If you are interested in any of our panels and seeing them more closely and a little more of our selection, somebody from our group will be coming by your office to show you and your staff at a later date. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you, Karin. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Honorable Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners, my name is Jeff Mandel, and I'm here representing Michael Bacon, the president of the Portland Sapporo Sister City Association, who is unable to be here today due to work commitments, but he sends his regards and the following brief annual report. As I'm sure most of you know, the sister city relationship between Sapporo, Japan, and Portland is one of the longest standing sister city relationships in the United States, beginning in 1959 and continuing with regular, plentiful, and meaningful exchanges that have built an incredibly strong bond of friendship between our two cities. Both Portland and Sapporo share common reputations as being highly livable and vibrant cities that attract many visitors and new citizens every year. Not sure what the rankings are this year, but both cities fall into the most livable cities in their respective countries, and I'm sure in the world. Clean air, clean water, abundant local produce and beer, a strong culinary culture, great access to the outdoors, beautiful gardens and parks, and mass transit are among the many shared aspects of our two cities resulting in this recognition. Please allow me to highlight a number of our association's activities this past year. Both Sapporo and Portland recognize that investment in our youth is critical to the longevity of our relationship and, of course, the prosperity and vibrance of our cities. Over the past 6 years, we have established an annual youth exchanges that leverage a partnership with the Japanese Immersion Program in Portland Public Schools, where we send a delegation of advanced-level speakers and writers of the Japanese language from Grant High School to Sapporo. There, they participate in an intensive summer institute. The themes of the Sapporo Summer Institute are humility, endurance, and respect. This past summer, we sent 15 students to Sapporo. In turn, each spring, in March, Sapporo sends a delegation of two representatives from each of their 8 city high schools to spend a week living and going to school in Portland. Meeting our mayor and commissioners is always the highlight of their visit, one of the highlights. This past March, the Sapporo High School delegation was charged with transporting a special gift from the city of Sapporo to commemorate the grand opening of the new cultural center at the Portland Japanese Garden. The new mayor of Sapporo, Mayor Akimoto, paid the city of Portland a visit in September 2016 and hopes that sometime soon he will have the opportunity to meet our new mayor. Every year we have athletes from Sapporo who participate in the Portland Marathon. This year was no exception. This past year we held our second annual fundraiser that features Izakaya Foods, prepared using local Oregon ingredients such as Oregon albacore tuna and Chinook salmon, coupled with tasting of sakes from northern Japan and specifically Hokkaido and environs. The new Consul General of Japan, a native of Hokkaido, also attended this summer event. This event raised almost $1,500 in scholarships to support our youth exchange programs. We will be hosting this gastronomical event again next summer, and let us know if you would like to join us. I've gone the last couple of years, and it's just fantastic. Well worth it. This year, we continued our collaboration with the Northwest Film Center in helping sponsor the Japanese Film Festival reception. We invited an origami master to teach this ancient craft to 60 people while eating Japanese snacks and drinks donated by Uwajimaya. For the 20th year, we sent a snow sculpture team to Sapporo to compete in the annual Sapporo Snow Festival. However, this year we shifted to a collaboration with the Pacific Northwest College of Art. We selected a snow sculpture team through a design competition last fall, the winners of which traveled to Sapporo in February under the guidance of PNCA sculpture artist Nan Curtis. Their sculpture, which you see in the slide, featured a number of Portland icons. On a special note, we are fast approaching our 60th anniversary in 2019 and have begun planning and preparations for celebrating on both sides of the Pacific Ocean. We hope that you will support these efforts and join us in commemorating the long-standing, important friendship between Sapporo and Portland. Thanks for allowing me to highlight some of the endeavors of our association as we join you in enhancing Portland's livability and vibrance. I would like to recognize the incredible efforts of my fellow board members and our partners in Sapporo. The relationship thrives because of the talents, hard work, and dedication of these individuals. Thank you for your continued interest in our organization.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate your being here today. Good morning.
Mr. Mayor, commissioners, members of the gallery, good morning. My name is Lynn McIntyre. I'm president of the Portland Suzhou Sister City Association. And from China, we say Zhaoshang Hao. Painting your home, dreaming your future was the theme of the 2017 Jiangsu International Youth Art Contest, where Hope Chinese Charter School and Portland Suzhou Sister City Association received awards. Hope students are shown working on their masterpieces. Students participating in the Hosford Middle School Exchange in February are among the 100 students from Suzhou exchanging at Hosford, Cascade Heights Public Charter School, the French American School, Woodstock Elementary School, the International School, and Cleveland High School. Jackson Middle School, now in its 19th year of exchanges with Suzhou No. 10 Middle School, had an exchange too. The value of these relationships continues to grow as students participate in cultural experiences and homestays. The next photo shows the Jiangsu Provincial Commercial Delegation at City Hall, which included a delegate from Suzhou Dongda Intelligent Electric Automobile SciTech Innovation Park. In June, a cooperative MOU was signed between PSSCA and the Culture Bureau visiting delegation. On World Friendship Day, board members participated in the Friendship Force International event promoting Suzhou to attendees. The highlight of our annual Evening Under the Stars fundraising gala at beautiful Lansu Chinese Garden was the inspiring speech made by Mayor Ted Wheeler as he welcomed our visiting delegation, led by Suzhou Foreign Affairs Office Director Xu Huadong, leaders from Nike, and the president of a Suzhou robotics firm considering siting a business location in Portland. There were awards for business, Nike Leeds Platinum Logistics Center, education, Confucius Institute at PSU, and cultural leadership, Hope Chinese Charter School. A scholarship was presented to a student from China attending PSU. The most significant achievement of the year was PSSCA's five-day working delegation visit to Suzhou, laying the groundwork for our 30th anniversary in 2018. We are preparing for an official mayor's delegation to Suzhou, where numerous signings, events, and partnerships in business, education, and culture will take place. Photos will give you a glimpse of some of the delegation's activities. We toured a robotics factory, sister schools, and the Benson Bubbler site, where students were enjoying fresh Chinese drinking water. We met with the Director General of the Culture Bureau to further plans for a relationship between Suzhou Museum and Portland Art Museum, anniversary art exhibits in both cities, a Suzhou performance next year in Lansu Chinese Garden, a relationship between Washington Park International Rose Test Garden and Ujiang Rose Town, including a 30th anniversary rosebed dedication ceremony in Portland, and 2018 tree plantings in both cities to commemorate the activity and the anniversary, supporting our motto to build green cities. And thank you to the Portland Parks and Recreation Bureau for all of the help on that. We unveiled the opportunity for Suzhou youth to participate in Larry Steele International Basketball Camps and Nike Summer Camps in Portland. The City of Suzhou honored me with the Friend of Suzhou Award. We look forward to a great 30th anniversary year. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. My name is Catherine Morrow, and I'm the president of the Portland Ulsan Sister City Association. This year marks the 30th anniversary of international relations between Portland, Oregon, and Ulsan, South Korea. For our Portland Ulsan Sister City Association, it has been a very active year. We've had two Portland delegations travel to Ulsan this past year. Highlights include dedicating a Portland garden within Ulsan's Rose Garden, facilitating relationship building between the parks and recreation programs in our two cities, and participating in the Rose Festival and Parade of each city. We've also been networking with other members of Ulsan's international sister cities communities. In June, we welcomed a delegation from Ulsan, an 18-member government delegation led by Mayor Kim, and they were also accompanied by a 65-member community choir group. During the time they were here in Rose Festival, we dedicated a rose bed in Portland's Rose Test Garden and also planted a tree in Hoyt Arboretum in commemoration of the 30th anniversaries of our cities. Also at that time, Mayor Kim extended an invitation to Mayor Wheeler and to city officials to please visit Ulsan this past September. In Rose Festival in Portland, the choir of Ulsan performed a free public concert, and they also participated in our Rose Parade buying a float, which won an award. In September, just last month, Portland sent another delegation to Ulsan, and it was while they were in Ulsan, they joined with representatives from Ulsan's other international sister cities. This occasion was to mark and commemorate Ulsan's 20-year anniversary as a metropolitan status city. And at this event, the mayor of Ulsan presented to the City of Portland Director of Government Affairs a plaque thanking Portland for 30 years of friendship and exchange. In one of my last slides, although it's not showing right now, the statistics demonstrate that Ulsan is an exciting, youthful, and wealthy city full of opportunities for international partnerships. This coming year, we will be focusing on hosting a government official for a one-year professional development training program, as well as a rose gardener who will be interning with Portland's Rose Garden. We will also be building connections between the art museums of our two cities and continuing to facilitate a bridge between the parks programs. We will be taking part in one another's Rose Festivals again next year and hopefully sending another Portland delegation to Ulsan in May, during which we hope that we have more participation from the City of Portland. We will also be exploring trade, business, and economic development opportunities between our two cities. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning, Major Wheeler and Commissioners. My name is Rendert Schurten. I was actually born in the Netherlands, been by way of California, ended up in Portland. And right now I'm heading up the Portland-Utrecht network, taking care basically of the sister city relationship, or actually formerly the friendship city relationship. But that's a long story. We don't go into that right now. So we did actually welcome, you may remember, you met Marta van Laarhoven back in June, and she reported back that she had a very, very fun and positive visit here in Portland, and thank you to the city and to actually the people of Portland, because we made many visits during that time as well. So next slide, please. So we are the baby of sister cities. Everybody else here is 30 years old or something like that. Well, we are not. We are very young. So I want to spend a little time on why we are sister cities. The main reason really is that we believe that sharing experiences across different cultures is important because we can learn. There are different problems in different cities. They are being attacked and tackled in different ways, and we can very much learn from them. For example, in Utrecht, they have a tremendous amount of bicycles. They have really figured out how to have bikes and traffic, cars, work together. It's a very dense city, but it matters, all of the cities in the Netherlands are very dense in comparison. With the growing density in Portland, it's another thing I think we can learn a lot from what's happening and what has been happening over there. So exchanging, cultural exchanging, business exchanging, people-to-people exchanges are very important. Next slide, please. So it all started with beer. No surprise there. Holland is known for beer. Portland is known for beer. And I must thank Greg Reisman here, who used to be the president of the Portland Utrecht Network, and Art Lawrence, who is one of the founders of the beer industry, the craft beer brewery here in Portland. They organized that during the Brewers Fest. We had Dutch brewers coming over here, and right now, this year actually, they had a Dutch company brewed beer in Portland, and a couple of weeks later, they did a tap takeover at a brew house, a brew pub here in Portland, in Northeast Portland, highlighting the beer that they actually brewed. It's an example of the type of collaborations that we do. The next thing is what we focused on is the maker-to-maker contacts, connections. We have the great the Central East Side area with lots of makers. In Utrecht, they have lots of makers. We share experiences, and we focus on getting products made in the city of Utrecht, sold here, and it's happening today in the Made Here store down at the Pearl, and vice versa. We are working on this as well. They are opening a store, web store, a physical store in Utrecht called guess, Portlandia.nl, to sell Utrecht of Portland-made products in Utrecht. Excuse me. Next slide, please. So I have not talked yet a lot about the city of Utrecht, but you all had a chance to really see what Utrecht is like, because we had a great photo exhibition back in June, the whole month of June, showing specific scenes in Utrecht as well as in Portland, and showing the connection and show how the different cities deal with the various things. Of course, the show is over, but the web lives forever, so the pictures are still available online, and I'm very happy to let everybody know the pictures are still for sale as well. And that would be a good thing, because it would help us fund our projects, and we have some very exciting projects going on going forward. They're not carved in stone yet, but they have to do with very, very famous art, and no surprise there, soccer. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you all. We appreciate it. Cheeto, did you have any last words for us? Very good. Colleagues, I'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
E. Daly. Oh, I'm sorry. We had testimony request. Mm-hmm. Request for testimony on the report.
We don't normally.
We have one individual. We typically don't take testimony on reports.
I don't have to say anything.
Okay. One individual, come on up. Why don't we say 2 minutes? We typically don't take testimony on reports. This is just accepting a report.
I've got three people. I've got two more people who signed up.
In that case, I'm sorry, no. This is not for public discussion. This is us accepting the report. And if there's a bunch of people who want to testify, I'm going to have to hold the standard in place. So I'm sorry.
Well, you just said I could testify and have 2 minutes, and now you're denying me the right. So I think that's completely unreasonable from your position.
Why don't you do this? Are the other two who would like to testify on the
Shedrick
report?
Shedrick Wilkins, report. Nancy Newell, and Mimi Gurman.
Okay, to the point of the report. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
First of all, I'd like to just say, Commissioner Udaly, please leave the room. Thank you for following my instructions. Now I'll get to the report. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. First of all, I'd like to commend the Sister City group here that has presented their testimony. In my opinion, I would like to see the city donate to this group as much as they donate and give grants to Travel Portland, if not even more. I think what we have here from the relationships that can be developed and the time that they have put in is one of the most important things that the city can do as far as funding. I would like to see the mayor go to every one of these locations. I would like to see the funding provided for your travel and anyone else that wants to go. I would like to see that funding provided. I think it's very important. I think it's very necessary, and it's continuing the ongoing relationships. This is a very important issue. I like what I see. And again, just from my standpoint, I want to see funding provided to this group. I want to see funding of no less than $1 million, if not up to $5 million, to this group. I want to see travel expenditures put into place. This is a very important issue here, and I haven't heard the word North Korea. I would love to see somebody make that attempt. I would love to see somebody from this group to try to make that attempt. I would love to see somebody welcome them as our friends and talk to them in a reasonable manner and develop relationships so we're not sitting in our chairs right now worried about what North Korea will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Nancy Newell. I live in Northeast Portland. A lot of you know me as an activist in the community, and I get things done. I am appalled at the program of Sister City because, don't be hypocrites, we share with Japan radiation from our nuclear bombs. We're the only country in the world that have dropped them. We share nuclear waste from electric plants, Westinghouse, who promotes continually these kinds of plants to operate with waste that we have no place to put, will be now trucked on our highways through every city in the United States. We have record breast cancer as a sister city in this city of Portland. We have Warren Buffett owning coal mines, owning them all, owning the railroads, owning the tracks, owning our utility, and we had blackouts 3 times this year with no excuses, with no explanation, with no amount of time that it will be blacked out, possibly frozen pipes in the winter, and not a word is spoken. The level of hypocrisy with Warren Buffett is unbelievable. He is climbing up Mount Hood in areas that are banned from being purchased by any private interest, and he's being allowed to do that. Why has his license not pulled? He owns a coal company. California has gone from San Diego all the way up to our border to alternatives. It is cheap. It is doable. We can do this. We're not doing it at the rate we should. You should call in the Bonneville Power Administrator, who is not enforcing his role to keep the rates low and to do the efficiencies and the wonderful technologies. And this is all in behalf of sister cities that shouldn't be radiated and deadened by global warming. This is what a sister city is truly about. And don't interrupt me, Mr. Wheeler, because you gave Chase Bank, the Paulsons, who were crooks that we bailed out, you gave them several privileges withholding the debt on our drinking water. And people can't even get drinking water, and children's brains can't develop. So please don't interrupt my time.
My name is Mimi Gurman, and I do want to say before I start that this is about the 7th time that Chloe Udaly has not been in here during my testimony, and I don't know even if that's legal. I request that in the future Chloe stays in her seat when I'm up here testifying. So I want to make it known to the people who want Portland to be their sister city that one of the things that we do in Portland is we have a mayor who is also the police chief, who hires police chiefs who put activists who want to protest for the rights of all of our community to remain in Portland against ICE. They put hoods on them. The police put hoods on our activists. They look like this. And they cover their faces in them. And the photos are all online. And then they put headphones on them so that they can't hear. And then they threaten them with machinery, which is why they told them they put these hoods and earplugs, earphones on them. This is torture. This is from, you know, scenes of Abu Ghraib. And I want the people in all of these other places around the world who think Portland is so awesome to know that we have not only one Nazi cop, but more than that, and we have police with a new chief who are using Abu Ghraib, CIA, Homeland Security torture techniques against activists who want to protect all of our residents from the ICE trucks. So I just wanted also to be clear that northern Japan is highly radioactive. This is not just me saying this. Feel free to speak to Arnie Gunderson or Paul at Beyond Nuclear. Have at it. All that food that's coming over from Japan is radioactive. That's not a lie. It's not hyperbole. So to get in bed with the foods of Japan is dangerous to everybody's health.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you very much to those who testified. And this is, it does bring home to us that we do need friendships all over the world. And I thought, miffed that we don't have a sister city in England. I might have to work on that. But I was actually glad to see the Red Cross of St. George is a part of Barcelona, so I'll count it as that. Thank you. Thanks for everybody. It's all volunteers raising money for these good works. Thank you. Aye.
You Daly?
Way to show up, Chloe. Thank you for your reports. Aye.
Fish.
Excuse me, please stop interrupting the deliberations. Mr. Walsh, you know the rules.
Thank you to all of our volunteer sister city organizations for the outstanding report. I agree with Lightning. I think this is something that each member of council on some cycle should have an opportunity to do. And I'm creating quite a bucket list of things I intend to do next spring. Or next summer, and one of them is I'd like to go to the Netherlands because, after all, I'm Dutch, and I've actually, in 59 years, never set foot in the place where most of my family came from. So, Mayor, I'm going to volunteer at some point to go represent the city, but I've never been to that part of the world, and I would love to do it. The other thing I wanted to share with my colleagues is the new president of Portland State came to visit me yesterday. I know he's. I think I was the fourth or fifth member of the council he visited. And he's a very interesting and compelling person, and he shared with us his vision for PSU. And one of the things that I loved is that he wants it to become a global university. And he said that one of his three priorities is to require that students do a semester abroad. And, Mayor, I was thinking about the challenges of that. It means you have to have a lot of private money to underwrite those kinds of things. B, you have to have a lot of connections. But I was reflecting today after this excellent presentation that we already have these sister city relationships. And so what if we took our networks through sister city relationships, married them with the vision of the new president, and said, you know, let's create priority opportunities for students at PSU to go to our sister cities? It seems to me that's a no-brainer. So it just occurred to me as I was listening to this. So I want to thank our friends for their excellent presentation and their work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you to our sister cities. Great report, and we cherish our relationships with you. Aye.
Wheeler.
I'm sorry that a number of the representatives that took the time away from their jobs to be here today to share with us what they're doing as volunteers for the sister cities that they're here to represent could not stay to actually hear us deliberate this. I will make it very clear right now, in the future, we will not take testimony on reports. That is the council tradition, and I think we now know why. They're doing a great job. They are volunteers. I find it interesting that virtually every one of these sister city associations has sent a delegation to Portland to further cultural ties, to develop relationships with kids in our schools to help expand cultural understanding. They've met with our business leaders to talk about what economic opportunities we can share. And American cities historically don't reciprocate because there is a view that sending elected officials overseas to foreign countries is somehow a boondoggle or it's not a good use of an elected official's time. And I like what you said, Commissioner Fish, whether you meant it or not. I actually think we should collectively talk about how we can visit and reciprocate some of these delegation trips to our sister cities. It's very important to them that we be present in the relationship, as one would expect in any relationship, And I will certainly make that a higher priority in my second year than I was able to do in my first year. There's a lot of good things here that are going on. And I've really enjoyed the interactions I've had with the delegations that have come to our community to share with us. And at the end of the day, in this day and age, it can only be a positive thing for us to continue to work across cultural divides to find the commonalities. I vote aye. The report is accepted. Next.